Hello, friends. We're back again. It's Fightful.com, and it's time for your TNA Impact post show for February 27th, 2025. We're on the road to Sacrifice. We got about, what, two more episodes? One more episode? Time is a flat circle. We have two episodes, and then the show is the next night. So I did that calculation in my brain. You know who I am. If you don't, I am at Joel Pearl or at thejoelpearl.com on Blue Sky. Yes, it's a mouthful. Yes, I remember it. And I've got, as always, my one and only, my ride or die. You want to know something? Crest of Stars here.
Get that out of my head, Joel. I was going to say that. Like, do you? Joel, you stole my thunder.
Hi,
you can still do it. You can still do it. Please do.
Do you want to know something? TNA was good tonight. And do you want to know something else? You should subscribe to the Fightful Select. We got all kinds of cool stuff on there. Joel, tell them about the stuff we got on there. Because I thought it'd be a cool segue, and then I gave up halfway.
Yeah, you really did. Elimination Chamber scoops coming your way. Sean is here in Toronto. He hasn't texted me yet.
Fake.
But I know he's here. They all went out for dinner tonight. They went to some pizzeria down the street from where I live. Couldn't get a damn phone. Actually, there's a couple locations. It could have been one or the other. But either way, couldn't get a phone call.
That's insane.
My boss. Can't believe it. This is what happens. Anyway, I'm not salty. FightfulSelect.com, best Xbox in the business. Go get your Elimination Chamber scoops. There's Grapsody Q&A. They do that every other week. What else do they do? We got scoops for everywhere, for TNA. You want to hear about people who have tryouts, like Man Like DeReese? Yeah, he's got that. You want some UK roundup news? Yeah, we got that. Best $6 in the business. This is what we do. So go subscribe to Fightful Select and get in our Discord, would you? It's not just Cresta's Discord that pops off all the time. Ours does too. So go check it out. FightfulSelect.com. That's $6. You know what it is.
Mute my Discord. Why? What? What? No, I'm who? No, we post a lot. Discord with sounds in 2025.
Hey, you can do whatever you want on your Discord. I will do what we do on ours. How about that? Oh, I know. I'm aware that you do. Your Discord bothers you during this show. It's fantastic.
That's why I have it muted right now. And yes, and I'll be in Discord on the Fightful one too. We talk about wrestling. Sometimes we play video games. Don't DM me. I won't answer them. I'm kidding, but I'm not.
I mean, I don't answer ours either. And that comes from the mod team. Sorry, mod team. You guys are fantastic. I appreciate it.
The mods
you.
Are fantastic. We love you, mods.
It's not that I don't pay attention. It's just that they message me on a Thursday while I'm dealing with this show. So who am I?
Nah, I don't pay attention. I got the attention span of, ooh.
So TNA was fine this week. I know you said you enjoyed it. It just kind of existed for me. It felt like so this was the episode that was taped around the live episode. Some stuff was taped before they went live last week and contributed to this particular episode, and then other stuff was filmed afterwards. And the report, or at least what I was told from some friends who were at the show, who were just there as fans, they said, you know, it feels a little like disjointed and weird. And that's kind of what this episode felt like to me. Like, it was fine, but it wasn't, it felt like they took all the live episode stuff and then they were like, whoa, not what's next, but like, it just felt different. Didn't feel as hot as last week, but that's me. Some people are going to enjoy it more than others. You seem to have enjoyed it.
Disjointed, I could see now that you've said that, but overall, I thought it was building towards something good. My only complaint is that I never want to see two Testa segments. So I was like, oh, but for the most part, I thought it was fine. I'm really into the Ali, Mike Santana stuff because, man, Ali's going to die. And I'm kind of into that. I'm kind of into that, though. That match is going to be great. So, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything else I didn't like. But, yeah, no, besides two segments of that, yeah, I was sports entertained. But also, again, I'm easily sports entertained. So do with that as you will.
Well. You want to dive right in?
Heck yeah, brother.
Well, the system come out and they cut a promo and our favorite person comes out to start us. And I know you want to talk about her.
Do you want to know something? I love Alicia Edwards. At first, I didn't get it, but now I get it. And she looked phenomenal tonight. That dress, the earrings, she ate that.
You know what? I agree fully. They come out. Listen, the system are a well put together team. They look like a team. They dress like a team. I will never take away from their presentation. I think it's good. My favorite thing was JDC's lines throughout the night. He says, "Shut up, town."
That was superb. Like, you want to talk about peak Hill Heat? I don't even know your town. Shut up, town.
He does something later that we'll talk about. But either way, they made the announcement. It's Moose versus Obafemi for the NXT title at Roblox on the 11th of March. I don't know if you had a chance to watch, even though they showed you the clips. Moose defeated Lexus King this past week. It was an X Division Championship match on NXT. The match was fine. I'll give you a quick rundown of that. Lexus King was at home, even though he was the heel, and Moose is also a heel, so that was very confusing. But either way, Moose won the match, and that's when they made the Moose and Obafemi match. So here we are once again. My favorite line of that whole promo, by the way, was, "I'd rather be the ruler of NXT." Oh no, I said I'd rather be the. Let me rewind.
Try again. You got this.
Try that again. Moose asked, "Would you rather be the ruler of NXT or the franchise?" And I thought to myself, "I'd rather be the ruler than the franchise of TNA. I'd rather be the ruler."
I mean, I don't know, because the franchise means you've got a lot of things in your honor and your name. You know, you've got hats, bobbleheads, you've got notebooks and whatnot. So I could see you've got residuals on residuals, but I feel like there's something to do after NXT, the main roster. So I guess it's all about perspective, because I've also seen what they do to NXT people on the main roster. So, you know, perspective. It's all about perspective.
Listen, I'll be the ruler, and I'll just be the ruler from day one, but I won't be the franchise because I don't need people around me. I just need to rule with an iron fist.
I mean, you can't be the king of TNA because that's Frankie Kazarian.
Oh, he reminded us again tonight. Good for him on that. But yeah, it was a good promo, and Moose basically getting upset that Jeff Hardy's pinned him twice. That plays into later. Myers then talks about recruiting and calling out the colognes, calls them system material. Then the colognes come out and they said, you know, "We like you, and we joined TNA not just to be part of the roster, but also to show what it means to be a cologne. And that's through dominance, greatness, and violence. And so they're going to fight with the system and not against the system," which, good stuff. I thought it was, again, I mentioned last week that the colognes were not done working with TNA. It wasn't just a one and done for the live show. They would be on at least for this next couple of weeks to get us through Sacrifice. What happens afterwards? They seem to have hinted that they've joined TNA and that they're in the locker room, but we don't know for sure if they've signed a deal or if they're just kind of coming on a, you know, paper appearance deal. What do you think of the colognes and the system working together?
I wasn't sure if they joined the system afterwards, because they say, "If you have our back, we have yours." I'm like, just join the system. Then they did the fist bump. I'm like, so are we with the system? It makes sense, though. I could peep that giant 10-man tag from a mile away. Once they joined that, I was like, yep, all right. When's the multi-man match? We eventually make that towards the end of the night with at the end of the night with Santino. But I'm not mad at it. Whether they're staying for a while or for a little bit, the way that the colognes have presented themselves, they fit right in with the system. And like you said, why fight against them? And even if you want to oust some people, which I think the system could use a refurbishing or refreshing, I wouldn't be mad at it.
I don't think the colognes have necessarily joined the system. I think they're just system adjacent. I think they've decided that they will work with them, but they are still the colognes and they're not in the system. That's
like Masha.
Yeah, kind of like Masha. No one, there's the core of the system, the core five of them. Somehow JDC snuck in, but regardless, it's just that core group, and then everyone else is just kind of adjacent.
Okay, that's fair.
Later on, they're going backstage and they run into Leon Slater, who's talking shit again, which was just hilarious. But he steps to them and he says, like, "Wait, you want to put me down again? You put me through a table, blah, blah, blah." And the system starts to, you know, go after Leon Slater, and then the Hardys back him up. Security separates everyone. And I'm like, okay, I see where we're going with this. Let's just jump to the main event, because this all came together. Mm-hmm. It's the system. So it was a team of Moose, Myers, and Edwards taking on NXT champion Obafemi and TNA World Tag Team Champions the Hardys, which is a crazy thing to say in 2025, as commentary mentioned. Moose gets the win for his team. He pins Matt Hardy, doesn't get to pin Jeff Hardy, so he's still upset about that, but it was a big schmoss finish regardless. Daniel Spencer got distracted a bunch of times, including by Alicia Edwards towards the top of the match. Of course, Daniel Spencer can't keep his shit together. Too many people around the ringside area, and of course, in the ring, he's like a cat with a laser pointer pointed on the floor. Just attacks the laser pointer. Eye off the prize.
He's doing his job, man.
Not well.
Damn. Darn.
Jeff Hardy gets targeted by the system and by Moose throughout the match, but of course, doesn't matter. Moose does get the pin on Matt Hardy, speared him, and then they do a big, like I said, there was a big schmoz finish, everyone coming down to beat up. The system was trying to attack Matt Hardy after the match. Elijah and Joe Hendry made the save. We'll talk about Elijah and Joe Hendry in a few minutes, but Santino then books Moose versus Jeff Hardy in a ladder match for the X Division Championship at Sacrifice. And then he books the 10-man tag. And that's going to be the system and the Colognes taking on Matt Hardy, Joe Hendry, and three unnamed people, one of whom is Elijah. That just got announced on socials. We got two other names to fill. Your thoughts?
I thought Elijah was in there with, I don't know, man. I'm going to be real with you.
He was in the ring, but Santino said three people who were to be determined. So immediately TNA socials posted the video where Hendry and Matt ask Elijah to join in. And this all comes off the back of a segment that was on the show where Joe Hendry and Elijah were standing up and talking about their match last week, where Joe Hendry says, I've seen this before. You come and you're going to stab me in the back and you're going to want to be my tag partner until you want something. And you're going to hit me with that guitar. And Elijah's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm totally going to do that. But it's okay because Joe Hendry and Elijah are going to be a tag team for now. So,
well, God, I'm sorry.
So we got two other spots to fill. I assume Leon Slater is a part of this because of his, you know, work with the system and the Hardys and all that stuff. We just have one more spot after that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about everything we just talked about real quickly. The match itself was fine. It was the greatest hits of everybody there. I had never seen Obafemi wrestle, and good God, that man is moot. This match itself was fine. It was the greatest hits, including Daniel Spencer getting distracted. It wouldn't be the greatest hits without that. The post-match, I don't know about that 10-man. I would have thought it would have been the Hardy Boys together. And Moose versus Jeff Hardy for the X Division? Okay. All right. And again, like you, I thought it was telegraphed, like you said, with the promo before with Leon Slater saying, you guys can't keep treating me like a young boy. You thought you put me down. I'm like, kind of just get to the match. I don't think that segment there was necessary. If you would have picked Leon Slater with or without that segment, I would have been like, that's totally fine. Who the last person is? I'm trying to think of who's the last person that they screwed over, that the system screwed over. And I feel like JDC just had a match over in NXT. So I think it'd be real cute if it was another NXT person to go along with Obafemi. But I'm not familiar with that product enough to say it's this person or that person.
I think it's Nick Nemeth.
But then wouldn't Nick Nemeth turn on them? Because Nick Nemeth doesn't get jiggy with Joe Hendry, quote unquote. And he super kicked him the last time he got suspended. Ryan Nemeth let us know his big brother comes back in 15. My big brother comes back in 15 days and suck her ass face. I hate that gimmick, but I love it. It's the worst but the best at the same time. So, I mean, why would Nick Nemeth do that?
Because he wants the TNA World Championship. And he wants to be the guy who stabs Joe Hendry in the back.
Right before Elijah.
And also, like, it's the main event. Nick Nemeth is the main event. He's the draw, quote unquote. There might just be a segment with Nick and Ryan. They might just do that. But because Nick went out after a Joe Hendry, you know, incident, you know, Santino and Joe were in the ring and Nick super kicked Santino accidentally and Joe was there and blah, blah, blah. I could just see it being Nick Nemeth and that's it.
Okay, listen, I'm willing to get jiggy with it because there are certain things that I see that's going to happen. I can see Elijah and Joe versus the Colognes coming up. Nick Nemeth and his brother could be, I don't like saying that, Nick and Ryan Nemeth could be a fork in the plans, whatever the saying is. I like there's a lot of moving parts. I just don't know how I feel about Nick Nemeth being the fifth man. Like, to me, that screams throw. Like, I'm going to stab you in the back here because you're the reason I got suspended. That's if he's going full heel.
I mean, I think the system are going to win this 10-man tag. The system's the Colognes so that they can set up the Hardys and the Colognes for the tag titles at either a TV taping or at Rebellion. That cat's going to jump in it.
Bro, I'm trying my hardest. And her feet are off of, I don't know what she's climbing on the ceiling. I'm so sorry.
Oh, this rules.
Like, I see her feet just leave it like, oh my God, she's gonna fall, and knowing my luck, she's gonna roll a nat one and have to go to the vet.
Oh, I hope you're wrong about that and it just lands on its feet.
Nah. We got the other that cat's favorite human came and said, get down. And she's like, I'm out of here. Hey.
All right, everyone's happy.
Everyone went, hey.
So yeah, I think with the system winning, there's just more built up in there. You get the colognes going after the Hardys. I know Jeff's not in the match, but at least it's more about Joe Hendry at this point, which is strange because nothing has been about Joe Hendry in the world
for real
that he has that everyone should be going after, but they're not actually having them go after him, and it's getting really slow, and I really wish they would do something with the world championship.
Joel has feelings and he's letting y'all know, but no, I totally 4,000% agree. Bro,
basically everyone should just turn on Joe Hendry in this match.
But at the same time, I'm kind of obsessed with it because for months we talked about how Joe Hendry is supposed to be about him, but it's about everyone else but him. At one point, it's even more about Frankie Kazarian than Joe Hendry. And now, unfortunately for everyone else, you're kind of playing backseat to what's going to happen with Joe Hendry in this situation. And I'm not entirely upset about it. The Hardys got a lot going on, so they could definitely pay backdrop to someone else and someone else's story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, The weird thing about this is Leon Slater being in this match, Moose is not in this match, and Moose and Leon Slater are clearly where you want to be going for the X Division Championship, and then Jeff's in the match with Moose instead, and he's not in the 10-man tag, so Moose and Jeff not being in the match where their particular opponents would be, because you've got the colognes as well, it's a little mixed up. This is why I'm not the biggest fan of this 10-man tag, and why I'm hoping that the emphasis will be on Joe Hendry and not on anyone else in the match. He's your world champion. They haven't built an opponent, a credible, real story opponent for Joe. Do it at this show, because after this, you have Unbreakable, sure, and then you have the pay-per-view. And if you don't have an excellent excellent world title match set up, then you're setting him up for failure. You're setting up Hendry for failure. And I don't even know, like, it feels like it's going to be Ali and Santana at Sacrifice, but I would have even tried to make that a Rebellion match and then have Elijah and Joe Hendry for the world title. If you can build it throughout, you know, the month of March and into April, you could do that. But I don't know, the 10 man is just very strange.
I feel like we're taking a lot of extra steps before we get to the meat and potatoes. And I feel like we've taken so many extra steps that I kind of just want meat and potatoes at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, speaking of meat and potatoes, Santana defeats NXT's Oro Mensah. This was a fun match.
They were both looking really buff. Like, Santana looks real buff. Like, hey, yo, he's going to kill Ali.
They look really good. Both men do. Santana gives Oro Mensah his flowers later on socials, which is great. There was something that happened in the crowd at one point because they're yelling kick him out after that first rolling buck 50. But regardless, standard Santana match. This is good stuff, you know, good give and take, good bump and feed and sell and all that. They did the buckle bomb, spin the block finish, and then the post match is really what you want to watch. The Ali promo. Who is Mike Santana? They're basically alluding to him being off the wagon and drinking again. And I'm not the biggest fan of using someone's sobriety in pro wrestling storylines, but also it's not my story. It's not my sobriety. And if this is something that both Ali and Santana are comfortable, you know, making part of their reality in the ring, then who am I to complain? I think I'm going to be fine with it, but in the moment it feels dirty, but you're supposed to feel that way. And then Santana's incensed, and afterwards he finds the cabinet and he says that Ali should tell him all this shit face to face. And the cabinet just kind of walks away and scoffs. What do you think of all this, the match and then all the stuff with Ali and being off the wagon?
I'm going to start with the non-kayfabe part first.
Sure.
Tasha Steelz, that outfit, everything tonight. Oh my gosh, she looks so good. I've been waiting to say that all this. She looks so good. She was like, no more questions. She lived, she ate that, and I believe she's a politician ready to kill somebody in the Senate. Yes, God. That being said, switching back to Ali, Mike Santana is going to harm you. I don't know if there's no nice way to say that. All right, the match itself, that double roll into the rolling buck 50 on both of their parts was synchronized swimming. That was beautiful. That was sports entertainment at its finest. And I got to give Oro Mensah his flowers. I've never seen that man before, but he was really, really good. That post-match, the reason why this feels so much worse, and I've seen sobriety storylines before, is the way that TNA treated Mike Santana's sobriety beforehand with the utmost respect, with its flowers. You gave it, this is very serious to him. So for someone like Ali to come in and be like, do you know this guy, a smear campaign? Bro, he's going to harm you. And the people are thirsty for blood at the moment. You are going to get harmed. What are you doing? This is good shit, pal. I think you're meant to feel dirty, quote unquote. But if Mike Santana don't win, I don't want to see it. But also, I don't want Ali to lose on his match back. But ooh, Ali, you might want to lay low. He's going to harm you. Like this, that's the nicest way I could say it. And I can't wait. Oh, this is going to be good. Sports entertainment, baby.
It's why I could see Ali getting the win. But again, it's Santana. Oh, man. Santana's first potential singles defeat in TNA is, that's a big move to do that. That would make you the number one contender for the world title. Go after Joe Hendry, Ali would, and then Ali would lose. And if that's the pay-per-view match at Rebellion, okay. And again, and then what, Elijah, you know, breaks the guitar over Joe Hendry's back afterwards, and we're off to the races there for a couple of months. Again, I'm very much on the Slammiversary Mike Santana train. I'm very much there.
I don't hate that. I could see Santana losing because Ali cheats, and then Santana going ape and say, I'm going to be every bit of that guy you say that I'm not. And he can cost Ali that match to Joe Hendry because he'll take out the cabinet in its entirety. Maybe enlist another person to take out Tasha Steelz. Have him lose. He'll lose to Joe Hendry, and then Ali Santana run it back, and that could be your big blow off match. That'll be real cute. And then that gives Hendry and Elijah time to do what they're going to do, and then Santana and Hendry afterwards. Oh.
And then you've also got Frankie Kazarian, who is holding the Call Your Shot gauntlet.
True. How long? When does that expire?
It Bound for Glory, because he won it and it lasts for the year. So Frankie is another curious case. He defeats Ace Austin tonight. Wesley, Tyson Igwe, Tyson DuPont and Tyreek Igwe are on their ringside. Wes is on commentary. And I love, first of all, Frankie making Mackenzie do the King of TNA announcement. And she, her facials are fantastic for this. Okay. If she does the Frankie's the King of TNA, she just rolls her eyes and looks absolutely frustrated. It's so good. Inevitably, Wes distracts Ace Austin, costing Ace the match. Kazarian gets the slingshot DDT, gets the win, and then the Rascals make the save as Ace is being beat down. Now, really what happened here is, I don't think people are necessarily realizing, Kazarian is on a not-so-secret tear in the singles division. He's only lost to Santana, Joe Hendry, and Nick Nemeth since May of 2024.
Untanned, but it doesn't matter.
He keeps winning. And I can't underemphasize that he could be next and could cash in and win in LA at Rebellion.
Wouldn't you love to kick back with a great cigar, especially during that cool evening weather? It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch a game, or enjoy a nice evening outside. When it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is the go-to. They've got everything. Whether you're looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoint. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, the biggest selection, and they have unbeatable deals and discounts. And we've got one for you here. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order. They've got fast shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders, $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order.
I don't want to see that. Can you imagine after finally making it about Joe Hendry, you get cashed in on?
I don't mind it. Because you let the cash-in happen and then do the Elijah feud just one-on-one, no title, just two guitar guys beating the shit out of each other.
Joe Hendry deserved better than that. I'm sorry. I have to rebuke that. I got to rebuke that. I can see it as a friend of the forest and a sports entertained person watcher. I could see it. But after we took so long to get here, don't do my man Joseph Hendry like that. Don't do him like that.
I'm just saying it could work. They could do it and it would be, they're not doing anything with him.
Who? Kaz or Hendry?
That's the thing with Hendry. They're not doing anything. They're putting him with Elijah, which, by the way, going back to that segment where they're backstage, the other JDC thing that he does, he calls Elijah the piano man, which was absolutely just hilarious.
Did he play piano at one point? I didn't get that.
Hell no. The joke is that he's calling him the wrong thing. Just like shut up town. He's calling him piano man because he plays a guitar. Like it's a stupid, I'm a dumbass heat. It's good stuff.
He hates pro wrestling.
Me too.
Never seen it. I don't even know what I'm doing here.
No, God, I could tell you all about it. Steve Macklin. We gotta talk about Steve Macklin. This has been very funny to watch. So he defeats Casey Navarro. They're calling him Bulletproof Steve Macklin now. Don't think I didn't catch that. The match is good. It's good in that it's very different from Steve Macklin. Once upon a time, I did an interview with Macklin before Hard to Kill last year when they were in Vegas. And we kind of talked about, like, well, you know, you're not really busting out much of the moveset. And he's just like, well, I'm a heel. I don't need to. And we talked about the babyface and heel and who does the moves and all that stuff. Well, now Macklin is in that babyface position. And let me tell you, I think it's hilarious that he is really doing the babyface thing. He does the kiss into the alley-oop slam. He's using the Olympic slam now. He's gone all out into that babyface mentality. I think it's very funny to watch. AJ Francis is the perfect foil for this, along with Casey Navarro, who continues to be an excellent wrestler on all fronts. Caught in the crosshairs, KIA, get the pinfall. And Macklin's just selling it and loving it. Very fun. What do you think of this this match between KC and Steve Macklin?
Casey Navarro is so talented. That young man is talented beyond his wildest dreams. Unfortunately for him, he's against a returning Macklin who was working extra stiff tonight. This match was good. It was everything it needed to be. AJ Francis, again, getting on my damn nerves outside wearing the loudest shirt he could find. The absolute loudest shirt he could find. But it worked. It worked. You did exactly what you needed to do. This is what it was. And before this match even started, I said, watch. Macklin going to get the pin on Casey. And either the Northern Army going to come out at the end or in the middle to look menacing. And what happened? They stood at the top of the ramp just looking menacing. And if I'm Steve Macklin, no. Because now, Eric Young, you went from being cool to crazy eyes, Eric Young. And I know that look. No. Get away from me. Get a job. Get away from me, Eric Young. I know that look. I don't want any. And you're hanging out with the guys who tried to kill me. It's going to be a sad day when Macklin has to tell Eric Young to his face, no. And then they attack him. I don't want to see that. How long does Steve Macklin have to fight against people who are supposed to be his friend? Just be normal. No one wants to be normal around Steve Macklin.
Normal is overrated. Also, I'm thinking about this match. This match was made for me because these are people that I have interviewed multiple times and had very fun conversations with. Casey Navarro, when he used to wrestle for Warrior Wrestling, would join us on In the Weeds frequently when he was their champion. Macklin, of course, people know that we do our every 6 month conversation, wink wink, nudge nudge, there's one coming to Fightful soon. And there's a good connection there. The only person in the entire everyone who showed up in that segment, the only person I haven't done a face-to-face with is AJ Francis, and he's the one that I should be talking to the most out of all this shit. But
yo, you gotta come to the Bronx. It's time to do a House of Glory show.
It's the only way. I ain't going to the States for a while. But I mean, when Sinner and Saint, when they signed with TNA, Jeremy and I did that interview. We did their welcome interview. When EY was in Toronto for a show a couple years ago, when he was in between TNA and WWE, did an interview with him where he talked about his role as a producer and all that stuff. This match was for me, but I really enjoyed it because again, we know how good Macklin is at this when he's learning this new babyface style that he's never really ever worked before. And Casey Navarro is just a perfect foil for this. He's a great piece of shit. AJ Francis is also really good at, you know, doing the distraction, the interference, and just being the big man on the outside. Wouldn't be surprised if they do Macklin and AJ next, because if you face one, you got to face the other.
Of course. So
looking forward to getting that there. And yeah, just a different presentation for Steve Macklin, who they've been baby facing, but they haven't done it in the ring yet. This was the first real foray into that. And I liked it.
He's on the attack partner. Cause if you fight one, you got to fight the other, and then you got to fight them together. And then you got to fight Eric Young one-on-one, but then you're going to have to fight the Northern Army. So you need something. You're going to need a friend.
Who could be Steve Macklin's friend? His best friend just left.
Sammy Callahan. I'm so serious. Sammy Callahan is crazy, and he's everybody's friend. Right now, Mance Warner's being crazy too, but eventually they got to stop being crazy, and they're not going to be crazy together. So I could see Sammy. And if not Sammy Callahan, who? Diener?
Fuego del Sol. Not Diener. God, not Diener. I'll take Fuego. God, no, please, no.
Listen to the people. You don't listen to the people.
God, please, no. Mance Warner, by the way, and Sammy Callahan did a beat 'em up, and they're going to have a street fight at Sacrifice.
It was supposed to be a match, and then Sammy said, yeah, but I want to use a chair.
Isn't this GCW? No? Okay, let's beat each other up with chairs.
The bell is a suggestion.
It's a recommendation.
The thumbs up for the thumbs down, and the thumbs down is on the bell.
Just insane.
These are pretty good Sammy impersonations.
We have our moments here. Tessa beat Kelsey Heather. Tessa keeps her job. Masha watches on. Stop thinking, singing your theme. I don't care who you are. I don't care which wrestler you are. Stop singing along to your theme. It's weird. Tessa and Lei Ying Li is announced for Sacrifice, and Cora Jade is asked Masha. Masha and Cora Jade have a match at Sacrifice as well.
Lei Ying Li doesn't deserve this. That is my note. She does not, and neither did Kelsey Heather. She did not deserve this either. Like, you did not deserve this. However, shout out to the Full Sail crowd. Nice to know y'all keeping the petty alive.
Kelsey Heather, really, how can I put this? It wasn't a squash match, and I think that should devalue Tessa as a in the kayfabe performer aspect, because Kelsey Heather is new. We've never seen her. And Tessa did not squash her. Therefore, Kelsey Heather brought Tessa down a few pegs. But now she's going to squash Lei Ying Li, and here we are.
I mean, to be fair, I did write that this match overstayed its welcome. For what it was supposed to be, it should have been faster. But then again, I'm a fake journalist, and I'm biased.
Oh my God, you too.
I'm fake. Listen, kayfabe. I'm a kayfabe journalist.
We're on to our last stuff. Dex Baker's into Super Chat. Thank you. You can also send Super Chats if you'd like. Any Mac, get your question statement read on the air. We glossed past that earlier because we just figured we'd go through this show. Dex saying, I'm feeling like Joel. Ali Santana is maybe the only serious thing on the show I'm fully enjoying. And well, the elegances are just fun. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But I'm not sure if I want to follow this weekly anymore. And I think that's a fair assessment to make. The stuff with Ali and Santana is really good for the serious fans. The elegance stuff is good comedy fodder, in my opinion. I mean, people are going to laugh because I say like the Macklin stuff, and they're like, oh, you're a fan of Macklin. It's like, well, on top of that, I like the story that they're trying to tell, and they're positioning him in a different way that we haven't seen before. So I can get behind that. The Rascals and Wes Lee stuff, while it's been going on for a while, it's at least a long-term story that's been evolving, and I can appreciate that. They had to do a hard pivot once Chris Bay was injured, and Ace was kind of a man without an island. And so him working with the Rascals has made perfect sense. So again, like, there are those little things in the stories that are making sense. It's just, it depends what you're looking for in your wrestling. You know, it's tough. You're not going to love the entire show. I don't love the entire show, but you're going to make the decision to cover what you want to cover and watch what you want to watch.
I'll say that there's definitely been like a shift in all storylines in TNA being good. You know, I know I had my complaints in the past before about Honor No More and the Sisters of Ties and Violent by Design overstaying its welcome. But I still think TNA is worth watching, but I can completely understand that critique. You know what I mean? I can also understand that critique across all the three NA major promotions, if you will. Because right now I think a lot of people are in a slow time. If you talk about WWE, they're right before Mania. TNA right now, they're going through some shit. They're going through a breakup and they're dyeing their hair purple right now. So I'm just letting them rock because the purple's cute. So I can get with the purple. And even like in AEW, not everything's gonna hit, but it's pro wrestling. It's not gonna hit all the time, you know? Do like what they do in the past, you know, write some storylines in, send it in. Maybe Tony Khan or Anthem will pick you up if you think you could do better.
Hey, you never know. But again, there's something for people to latch onto if they're interested. But yeah.
TNA has some really good, like you said, there are some good storylines. Like the Ali Santana and Joe Hendry, for me personally, is enough. I'm sports invested in Masha Slamovich. I'm quite curious to see what Cora Jade is going to do. I do think right now with TNA, what they're lacking, they do have intrigue with NXT. And I think this partnership that they have going on is fantastic. There's a world I want to see Julia versus Masha, but hey, I got to watch to see if that's going to happen.
And at the end of the day, like my main frustration, which I've talked about a lot, and it's not the Tessa stuff. I mean, we have our whatever with that. It's the positioning of your world champion.
Yeah.
You've won the world title, and what have you done with them since? I'm not going to harp on it more than I already have tonight, but if that's going to be your world championship picture, you got to start defining it and you got to start working it so that it matters again. Because right now, your world title is the number two or three story.
Yeah. Even if you want to do Joe Hendry beating Mike Santana, which I personally would be sports entertained, I'd be gooped. I'd be surprised that you guys would do that. But it'd be different. You know what I mean? It would make Joe feel important again. I agree with Joel in this situation. What's going on in the X Division is a little bit more interesting than what's going on in your main title. There's a lot of spinning plates, but those plates have now been spinning so much of my other plates. You know what I mean? So I agree with that. I think it's time for Joe Hendry, you know, maybe Joe Hendry join the system. I don't know. I'm joshing. Just do something different. Can you imagine?
Joe Hendry in the system.
The concerts would be amazing. It would start off with Joe playing guitar and Alicia, what enough?
She's gonna sing You Wanna Know, but she's gonna sing You Wanna Know.
Joe, yo, book it. Anthem, that's free. I'll put my butt in the seat. I'd watch. You wanna know?
Company knows where to find me. They don't know my rates, though.
I'm sports invested. Do it.
If at least one of you who works for TNA, if you popped for that absolute dog shit reference, that's on you. Also, please let me know because I need to have my ego satiated sometimes.
Listen, I'll do the backup vocals.
Awful. Gia Miller is backstage with Spitfire. This is the last thing to talk about tonight, I believe. Yes, it is. The tag titles are on the line tonight. The losers become the personal concierge for the winning tag team for 24 hours, which is a little strange because 24 hours and the show is taped and it's a weekly show. And that part's a little lost on me, but whatever, not important. Spitfire says we're here to fight. That's why we're the champions. And we're going to do things by ourselves. We're going to take advantage of the elegances if we win. And that includes gear washing and gym visits and Mohawks. The Mohawks part was very funny. Mohawks. Mohawks, Mohawks, and Gia Miller getting into it was very fun. The match itself was good. I like that they did the Disney World Minnie Mouse gear for the elegances. It's fun watching Spitfire do the power moves and have the elegances sell because there's just a difference in build for all four of these women. I like that a lot. Ray Walt saying, who will take personal concierge on his walks and feed him?
This is a mess. You're having too much fun with this.
That popped me. The pressure drop gets the win. The Spitfire retain, and they get the elegances for 24 hours. They do not get Iceman. because Santino jumps in and says, Iceman, nope, you cannot help out. The Eleganses are very upset carrying Spitfire's gear. And then later on in the night, Spitfire gives them a choice. One of you is going to carry bags. One of you is going to walk the dog. And so Ash is like, I'll walk your dog. I love dogs. And Heather's like, oh, I'm going to carry your bags. And then it turns out it's like a bag full of dumbbells because they work out. That's the joke. And then the dog, this was a hilarious bit. Ash is making fun of a little dog that's sitting on a couch. And Steph DeLander walks up and is like, what's so funny? And just making fun of the dog. And then Steph's like, that's my dog. And if you make fun of her again, she effectively said she'll kill her. And it was fantastic. And then Jody's dog is a big dog. And then that big dog is riding with Spitfire. And they're all riding together in this little car. Shout out to Jody Threat. Because if there's one thing I wish this could have been, Jody had a dog named Dodger that she loved to death. And Dodger couldn't be part of this whole thing. But I think that would have been a phenomenal coup for Jody to have. But that was who I was thinking of, Dodger, Jody's dog, when this whole thing started. But to have this big burly dog, I thought that was a perfect number two option. This is fun. It's silly shit. And I like that the Eleganses do the gear thing. I like that Spitfire, they know who they are. They've come together as a tag team and they worked very hard. And they're getting the comedy chops off a little bit. This was fun. It was harmless. The Eleganses should still be the tag team champions, though.
I definitely wrote suck it, Joel. Spitfire wins. Every time they win, I'm happy.
There's still sacrifice.
I don't care. You've been wrong three times. So now your prophecy has waned on me. And now is the time they win.
Yeah, now they're going to announce it and you're screwed.
You know what? I stand 10 toes down. I've been wrong before and I stand in my truth of wrong. So I thought this match was fine. This is the first time I was like, you know what? The Elegance brand. You got me. Because, you know, I hated the Iconics in the beginning, too. And they hated Jesus for telling the truth. So if this is what it's going to be, I'm not mad. The Mickey Mouse gear was a mess. But they've been doing matching gear. They were like, you look stupid. This crowd was on it. Full Sail, the best, worst crowd. Up there with, like, Chicago crowds for this small, quote-unquote, small venue. These guys are on it. This match was fine. I think the post-match or after where they're walking the dog, I really thought Steph DeLander was going to bite her face. And I'm like, Steph DeLander, beat her up, kind of. Do it. For my sports entertainment, do it. I saw someone mention this in the chat and also wrote this in my notes, too. Where's the TNA digital exclusives back in the day that we used to have? I need to see exactly how miserable the Elegance brand is. I want pictures of Spider-Man and videos of miserable Eleganceses. That's what I need to be a well-rounded wrestling fan.
I think you'll see some stuff. It'd be very funny.
I'm ready. At this point, besides dogs and dumbbells, I want to see them make them do suicides. I want to see you guys make a workout with each other. I want to see you practice 619s or 305s. Like, okay, I want to see that. I want to be sports entertained by your sports cruelty.
Are there lenses in those glasses?
Yo, stay out of my personal affairs, Joel.
I fucking knew it.
Yo, you're peeling back the curtain, pal. I'm trying to be smart. I'm trying to match your freak.
I have to wear these. You don't.
Maybe I do, and I choose to be blind.
I did that for a very long time. Andres Gaming saying, love the hair, Joel. Thank you very much. It's not my favorite. My personal barber. No, the guy that I normally go to has... It's a very weird story, but long story short, he is no longer at the place where he works. He also was like the co-owner of that particular location. Hold, like I said, very long story. I'll tell you off the air if you really need the story. But there's a guy who lives near my building who has a shop, an older guy doing it for like 30 years. Very artistic when he cuts hair. Unfortunately, when you tell him you want a high and tight fade, he doesn't understand that because he's old. But they'll cut your hair and do it for cheap. So here I am.
Joel is but a lad now.
I just need to fix it. Next week on the program, Santana takes on Skylar of the Great Hands. The Northern Armory take on the Rascals and Ace Austin, Zaya Brookside and Savannah Evans in a match that I feel like we just saw. Obafemi has a promo, and the Hardys and the Colognes face off. Non-title match. Should be a fun episode.
Savannah Evans should kill Zaya Brookside because I support women's violence.
We did just do this match, right? Like, I'm not and just...
Savannah Evans killed Zaya Brookside to be number one contender. Yes, we absolutely just did this.
We just did this. I'm not thinking wrong about this. Why are we doing this again? They even did the three-way. Whatever, it's fine.
Listen, all I can do is tell you what I see.
So, someone in the chat, you get it. When you have a guy and you have to find a new guy, that's the worst. And you know what's even worse than that? I've gone through two other guys, too, because there's a bunch of barbershops. For some reason, my area has like 50 barbershops, and none of them have closed down, except for one, and I never went there. But this guy has been around for like 30 years, and people are like, ah, he's great. And I'm like, ah, fine. And I went to him before, and anyway, not important. We're not doing this right now. Listen, I care about my hair, but I don't podcast on a Thursday night care about my hair. That's an in the weeds thing. That's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays with me and Jeremy over on Fightful Overbooked. SP3 now does Tuesdays and Thursdays with Jeremy. So it's a 5-day a week jaunt over on Fightful Overbooked. Go check that out. 10 a.m. Eastern. We got some fun for tomorrow that I'm planning. So looking forward to that. Cresta, plug your stuff. What you got going on?
Hi, guys. My name is Cresta Starr. And believe it or not, I watch wrestling. I know you wouldn't guess by my appearance on the shows, but I watch wrestling. And you can watch me watch wrestling with you every Wednesday over on twitch.tv/CrestaStar. I'm losing my voice. I've been sick all week, so bear with me, y'all. Every Thursday and Saturday, you can find me over here on Fightful Thursday. Myself and the beautiful, the fantastic, he loves his new haircut, Joe Pearl. Go over everything TNA, even the things we don't want to go over. We're here with you, so do stop by. And every Saturday, myself, Iridian, and Rick go over all things Collision, AEW. I want to say Elimination Chamber is this Saturday.
You bet it is.
Oh, so I'm not sure if we're doing a post show or if we're doing an Elimination post show chamber for that. But stay tuned and tune into Fightful.com. You can find me everywhere on the internet at Cresta Starr, CrestaStarr. And I do a podcast that comes out every Sunday, except this Sunday because I've been very sick. So no slap, grapple, pop. But we'll be back the Sunday after with wrestling for you. And now to my co-host Joe Pearl, where can they find you, Joe?
Pretty sure Phil's doing the post show for Elimination Chamber, but I feel like
I'm on that too, and someone sent me a message and I can't remember in this moment.
Maybe Rick is doing it. I don't know. Listen, just keep it up here. Sean is in Toronto. You wouldn't know it because he hasn't called me about it, but it's okay. I'm not upset about it.
It's fake.
Maybe I'll see him tomorrow. Maybe I won't. Who knows? You know where I am. You know who she is. Just leave a thumbs up on the video. If you listen to us in audio form, drop a 5-star review. Tell them about how fantastic the TNA post shows are, especially. For Cresta Starr, I am Atrol Pearl. Ladies and gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, see you in the next one. Cheers.
Bye.